Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning Love in to the Modern Militia of California State.
Go ahead.
Hello, everyone, and are we on the air? Fine.
We are. Go ahead.
Oh, I can't hear you. Sorry. Loud. Okay. Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Modern Militia of California State 31st Field Life Force, Lightfoot Force. Right. Okay, what's up with the music?
All right, go ahead. It just started again, but I got it now. Go ahead.
Okay. Welcome, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to Modern Militia of California State Militia's 31st Field Lightfoot Force broadcast. I'm your host, Michael Raley, and my co-host, Colonel Brian Hunt. Thank you for coming on to the show for a short period of time here to talk about a topic that just occurred a few days ago in San Bernardino County, where a terrorist group were involved in a shootout. And is it possible that this might have same connections with the one that happened on Friday the 13th and the French shooting?
Well, it's entirely possible. The authorities are still gathering intelligence in relationship to those two particular events. What we do know is that it was the very same people, often called ISIS, that is often referred to by the U.S. military as Daesh. And Daesh is also referred to as that term by moderate Muslims, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the problem we're having is, San Bernardino is not a isolated event. We've had other situations involving Muslim terrorists, including Fort Hood, including the shootings that occurred at the recruiting stations back east, where militia and Oath Keepers had gone in after the fact and is now actively protecting recruiting stations, and that's a whole another story in itself. But right now, as it stood at 11 o'clock, December the 2nd, it was originally thought 1, 2, maybe 3 terrorists were involved in shooting over 28 people, with a total of 15 dead, 14 dead, including one police officer shot to death during the ensuing shootout. Occurred. Now, according to my sources and other related sources, authorities are actively searching for additional 15 terrorists that were involved. Some of these people were seen at the home of the primary shooter, and they were let go by the sheriff's department. I simply believe it's a case of bad police work, but seriously, no police work can be that bad. Anyway, that's the current situation. 14 dead, 15
One
or
police
so.
Officer, yeah. Five.
Yes. 15 or so wounded. or actually at the last count it was 17 wounded.
Okay.
You know, for an event that took place in a matter of minutes, the body toll was just unfathomed. And I think many Americans in California didn't really believe that it could happen here.
The media has been trying to say it was a workplace violence. They're not trying to say this was a extremist Islam attack, you know.
Well, the problem with that is everybody involved that was actively involved in the shooting was Muslim. Now, understand this. I am not against Arab people. I am not a racist. I am not against Arab people. And I said this to my mother the other day. I said, all Muslims are Arabs, but not all Arabs are Muslims. And she couldn't understand that simple fact. And the simple fact is, Islam is a danger to American society. It's a danger to the world as a whole. Because if you understand what they're doing and why they're doing things, you'll understand Islam a little better. Islam is basically not a religion as people understand
it's more,
it.
It's more political, really. It's more of a
political
stance.
It is a political wing, a political arm, using religion as a mask to basically create what's known as a worldwide jihad. And if you understand what jihad is, jihad comes in many forms. If I'm not mistaken, there's at least seven different. Well, a jihad is a holy war that is fought by members of Islam or members of the Muslim, if you will. I call Islam a cult. Members of the U.S. military that have fought in Iraq and Afghanistan also call Islam a cult. And it's basically a death cult based on a religion that was created a few thousand years ago. They took it and ran with it, the people that started it. They're the reasons that the Crusades were started in the first place, because they invaded most of Western Europe, Western and Eastern Europe. That's why France got involved, England got involved, Italy, so forth and so forth. Granted, there are many facets connected to the Crusades, including the Catholic Church that sent soldiers to the Holy Land, and of course, killing on both sides. Fast forward to the modern
time. You're talking about the Knight Templar back in the days during their Crusades against the
That's essentially correct. But what we have here in modern time, and the reasons we have the problems we have in Iraq and in Afghanistan, understand that Islam is the Eastern idea of global government. Now, I need to say something, because I'm extremely pissed off at MSNBC. MSNBC had the gall, before they even had any facts, they had the gall to blame the militia
exactly.
Well, they actually brought in a former FBI agent, a former director of the FBI, who claimed that it was the militia that was going in killing unarmed civilians. Folks, let me tell you something. The militia does not harm nor kill unarmed civilians, nor do we conduct war on the civilian population. When we go to war, because you people have decided to take our weapons away and destroy our Constitution by suspending it, we will conduct war on you. But that is a whole different ball of wax.
But
we'll come to that toward the end of the program. Go ahead with your question, sir.
We're not in offense. We are a defense force, correct?
Very correct. We are defensive, and we will act defensively after we've been attacked. Now, have we been attacked? Yes, we have. We've been attacked by these foreign terrorists. They're being allowed to come in by the federal government. And I charge the Obama administration for treason and for complicity in all of these attacks. We wouldn't have these attacks if we didn't bring in these so-called refugees.
Right. Should Obama be charged for murder because of his own actions in allowing these refugees without even knowing who these people that he was bringing into the country? Should he be charged for murder for these people?
Absolutely. And every member of his cabinet, including the Secretary of State, Hillary Clinton. Absolutely,
right.
100%. There's no question in my mind that their policies have created not only the hostile environment involving allowing these terrorists to come in, knowing that these are terrorists, but they've created a hostile living environment for we the people between us and the federal government. Not every member of the federal government is bad, but our leaders have completely
I've lost their mind, actually.
Out of control. They've completely become out of control.
And that's
just the facts of life. Go ahead with your question.
Why are they doing it? Why are they doing it?
Well,
why are they allowing terrorism coming to America?
Here it is. The old adage from the art of war, divide and conquer. If they can get the American people divided and conquered, then they could basically march in under the guise of a national emergency and declare martial law, and that would give them the reason to do so. They create a crisis to manage a crisis, and that's straight
order
out of the. That's straight
yeah.
out right. of the. Sun Tzu's Art of War.
Well, that's just like what George Bush Sr. said many years ago, order out of chaos to bring about a new world order.
Which is
what they're pushing on. And now it's being fulfilled right now in America. You know, people say, the war's coming. No, the war is here already. We are being attacked. We are being infiltrated.
Put it this way. Our southern borders have been open for a long, long time. A lot of these terrorists are coming up over the southern border. They're also being brought in through UPS and shipped in. And when I read that, it's like, okay, what the hell are they doing? Are they putting them in boxes and shipping them into the United States? Well, they're putting them on private planes and shipping them in through UPS, even though federal Congress said, no, we are not taking them anymore. Even though 32 states said, no, we are not taking them. States like Texas, Arizona, Virginia, and so forth and so forth.
But didn't Obama say he's not going to tell the state governor where he's sending these refugees to their state? And what was the response from the governor of Texas? Did you remember where Obama told the state governor that he will still push the refugees into their state and will not disclose their location? And what was the response to the Texas state governor regarding
well,
to that matter?
Well, the Texas state governor's response was to file a lawsuit against the federal government.
And the thing is, there are
32 states now with more coming on board saying, no, we cannot take care of these people. There is no vetting process. The vetting process is a joke. And we simply have no room. Look, we're a nation of refugees ourselves. We're a nation of immigrants.
Of immigration.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. We are a nation of immigrants. Yes. We will come bring your tired and your poor. But when your tired and poor come and they blow up our buildings and blow up our buses, rape our women, molest our children, hell no.
Which has already been going on in Europe. I mean, there's been a few women.
What's going on in Europe is a tip of the iceberg. Get ready, folks, because it is coming here. It is already here. And the only reason there wasn't more killing done by these terrorists that hit San Bernardino is because we have excellent law enforcement. Now, I'm going to be reading a piece that I wrote that is basically my answer to these Muslims, and I equate all Muslims because people, you need to understand this. All Muslims are bad. They might smile and shake your hand, but watch out because they're practicing silent jihad. There are seven different types of jihad, and one of those jihad is passive jihad. And you need to understand why they're practicing jihad. They're practicing a jihad because they want to put a caliph in every single country, and they want to make a one world government using the vehicle of Islam.
Exactly. One world under Islam. That's exactly
one world under Islam. And frankly, this is not going to take place in the United States. We will not accept it. Now, I'm going to read a short statement. Oh, go ahead and ask me a question.
Okay. Before you get to your statement, how did you feel about a town in, let's say, up in Michigan, are pushing the Sharon law in their own town?
Is that
constitutional?
No, it is not. Sharia law is not constitutional. It violates every precept of the Constitution that we hold dear. And you can call it what it is.
Civil rights. Right.
Well, understand, civil rights can be taken away. Constitutional rights cannot be taken away. Now, I'm going to read something. I'm going to read something that I wrote.
Well, get to your statement that you have to the world regarding to the threat that we're facing in America. What these Muslims need to know that we will not intolerate.
Okay, I'm going to read two statements. The first one was written the San Bernardino attack took place, because I had received advanced intel that Southern California was going to be attacked. So I wrote an open letter. Yes, that is correct. We just didn't know it was San Bernardino. But I wrote an open letter to all Muslims, non-American, ISIS, Hezbollah, and any other jihadists, passive or otherwise. That's an open letter. Leave our country now, Muslims, while you still can, or there is eventually going to be more if you leave us no choice. What I meant is somebody burned down a mosque in Texas, and
right.
they continue to do the things that they're doing, and they're going to see more mosques getting burned down. Leave our country while you still can. We the people will burn down your mosques. You blow up our buildings, rape our women, molest our children. Law enforcement will not be able to help you or stop the American militia from defending against you, the foreign enemy. You just don't understand the strength of the American militia or the American gunner. We outnumber our police and our regular active duty military who has to show restraint. We don't have to show restraint. When we do it, it is by our choice out of respect for our laws and our law enforcement. We have a gun behind every bush, building, mountaintop, street. We will fight you from the forest and from the mountaintops. We will kill you in big, bloody batches. The American gunner and militia is like a sleeping giant. When unleashed, it is like a forest fire that cannot be put out until every last Muslim is dead or has left the United States. The Japanese Navy High Command during World War II understood this and refused the Army High Command to invade the U.S. because of this. Till you give us no choice but to act. Do not mistake multiple warnings as a sign of weakness, but of restraint. We will have the last word. The last word, if you push us, will be the report from our 10 million guns. We don't recognize the Geneva Convention. We don't take prisoners, nor will we surrender. We will raise our own black flag, the flag of no quarter. Now, that was written a few days ago, and I just wrote mm-hmm. another statement, right after San Bernardino. This has all the similarities as the attack in France with the bombs and with the automatic weapons and so forth and so forth. Muslim attackers have been identified. Everyone knows this except our stupid public servants. Workplace violence for this incident is horse manure. This is ISIS, Hezbollah, Hamas. We know these people are here. Though our public servants continue to deny this fact, we must lay blame where it is meant to lay, at the very doorstep of the Obama administration and the federal government. Why was the powers that be involved in yet another mass shooting practice drill just days before November 30, 2015? Did they know this attack was coming or going to take place? If so, did they let it happen without preemptively acting to protect the public? This also lays at the feet of the San Bernardino County Sheriff. Why is it during this presidential administration, has had more mass shootings than any other administration in U.S. history? To MSNBC, their stupid, uneducated minions and other media, you did it again. You tried to blame the militia for this. We did not do this, nor do we condone this type of terror. We don't conduct warfare on the civil population. When we go to war, it will be the result of you people collecting our weapons and the suspension of the Constitution. When we conduct unrestricted defensive warfare using offensive means on you, not the civilian population, go ahead and continue to call for gun control and the eradication of our rights under the Constitution. And when the war comes, you will have no one to blame but yourselves. This war you will have started will make this attack look like a child's endeavor. I am not making a threat. You people need to understand the hostile environment you are fermenting with your lies and half-truths. The militia in all 50 states are between 10 and 20 million strong, and we are the uniformed ones that you know about, not the civilians waiting that don't belong to a unit. So to quote General Norman Olson, martial law shall not be possible as long as the people understand their right to bear arms. Colonel Brian S. Hunt. Go ahead.
Yes.
And you're exactly right. You're exactly right all the way through. And, you know, there's people just got to understand the militia was established to protect and secure the free state. That was why the founding fathers had
right.
formed it. And even in months
well, actually,
of today,
actually,
still by that.
Right, correct. Actually, if you read the Constitution, it lists the job description of the militia in the Constitution. Repel insurrection, or rather, put down insurrection, repel invasion, and provide for the public defense, if you will. I'm paraphrased. I don't have it in front of me. But repel invasion. We are being invaded. This is a foreign occupation. This is a foreign enemy. They don't like Americans. They don't like the freedoms that we stand for. And they have come out in their writings. And I'm going to direct everyone to a website called Sharia Unveiled. ShariaUnveiled.com explains what Islam is and what all this is. It's actually ShariaUnveiled.wordpress.com. And the name of the website is Sharia Unveiled. And it explains everything from Islam 101, origins of the Quran from a Christian perspective, teachings of the Quran, teachings of Muhammad versus our Lord Jesus, Islam and violence, Islam and terrorism, Islam and jihad. It's all tied in together. Collection of hadith, which is a collection of laws on Muhammad's pedophilism. Muhammad was a pedophile. People need to understand that if you are
please explain, why is he a pedophile?
Well, they practiced that as a form of their religion. They basically went and practiced pedophilism in their state religion.
Mm-hmm. Right. You mean them marrying a younger child in a
it is a well-known fact that Muhammad's wife was as young as, if I'm not mistaken, 8 years old. She may have been a little bit older, maybe as old as 12 years old, but she may have been as young as 8, maybe as young as 6 years old. I'd have to go back and look at the history of Muhammad again. It's no secret.
Yeah.
All you have to do is research this stuff, and you'll understand that Islam is a direct enemy of the United States, not necessarily
right.
the Arabs, okay? Not all Arabs are Islamic. You have Arabic Christians. You have Arabic Jews, Jews that
right.
are Arabic. Okay, we have a minute 25 left on our time frame.
Closing, Brian, what is the solution to deal with the problem that we're facing with this mass shooting, Islamic terrorism?
The solution is
yes.
to put the militia in the streets, period. Sheriff Joe Arpaio yesterday called on 250,000 gun owners in the state of Arizona to, if they see a mass shooting, they're to stop it. By any means necessary. We need to do that in the state of California, and the governor of this state needs to get off his ass and deploy the state militia. But, of course, he's not going to do that, and so, therefore, it falls to me. And this is the conclusion of our show. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you for having me on.
Yeah.
And thank you for being on
the show. It's been very interesting days that we've been facing. I thank you for being on the show to explain a lot of it. Hopefully on our next show we'll be able to expand on more of the threat of Islam. Thank you for listening on the show. We'll see you next time.
Me. Ah!